North Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Powerful storms sweeping over Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin. In Greenfield, Iowa, southwest of Des Moines, multiple deaths reported following a tornado that devastated the town.
It was actually all gone. Like, you can't even tell where we lived.
Maggie Masker, among those lucky to be alive, but also shocked by the damage. In a move condemned by Israel, Norway, Ireland, and Spain say they will now recognize a Palestinian state. Graceland, the former home of Elvis Presley and one of America's most popular tourist attractions, set to hit the auction block on Thursday morning. That's according to a notice from the Shelby County Chancery Court published earlier this month. The Atlanta area district attorney, who is prosecuting former President Trump and more than a dozen others for allegedly trying to overturn the state's 2020 election results, has won her party's primary election Tuesday night. District Attorney Fani Willis will take on Republican Courtney Kramer in November. This is ABC News. Apple now says it's planning to ask a federal judge to dismiss the antitrust lawsuit brought against the company by the Department of Justice in 15 states. The suit accuses Apple of using its market share to monopolize the smartphone market. More help for Americans struggling under college debt.
If your debt is being canceled by this move, chances are you already know. These are borrowers, the administration says, enrolled in the SAVE plan, a new kind of repayment plan tied to income. They also include public service workers like teachers, nurses, or law enforcement officials. This is part of a series of moves the Biden administration has taken to lessen student debt after the Supreme Court struck down the president's sweeping $400 billion student debt relief plan. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
A man caught on video jumping off a boat and onto an orca off the coast of New Zealand has been hit with a $600 fine. The man jumped onto the killer whale and a calf. Conservationists calling it, in their words, shocking and stupid. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The newest prosecutor in the Wisconsin Attorney General's office is funded by a foundation fighting climate change. The Journal Sentinel reports Karen Heineman's $90,000 salary is covered by the State Energy and Environmental Impact Center at New York University Law School. It was set up to fight efforts to roll back environmental protections under the law. Bird flu has infected dairy herds in other parts of the country, but so far not Wisconsin. Experts are worried now that one person in Texas was infected. Andrew Pecos is with Johns Hopkins University.
Given that dairy farms have a large number of people who can come in contact with infected cows, there is an increased chance of the H5N1 virus also directly infecting humans.
Experts recommend sticking with pasteurized dairy products. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get the win in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a win tonight in Miami over the Marlins. The final score, 7-5 in favor of Milwaukee. The Crew now 2-3 so far on this 9-game road trip. Well, they finish with the Marlins tomorrow night, then head to Boston for a Memorial Day weekend series against the Red Sox. NFL reporting from Green Bay today. We follow the Packers at OTAs. Some injuries. Right tackle Zach Tom. And tight end Tucker Kraft, both recovering from pectoral injuries. Matt LaFleur said they should be ready for training camp. Jordan Love with a 50-yard bomb down the left sideline to Samori Toure, something you might not have seen a year ago at this time. Jordan talked about his increasing role as a leader of this team.
I try to elevate that role, and just the more reps I get, the more comfortable I get, the better I get with these relationships with guys in here, it gets easier. So it's definitely something I've got better at every year.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Still some leftover showers and thunderstorms in the overnight. Plenty of clouds, some patchy fog, and upper 40s by sunrise. On your Wednesday, showers and a few thunderstorms around, mostly cloudy skies. It stays breezy. Afternoon highs in the mid and upper 60s. Currently 56 degrees.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
98Q Country.
There's so much going on in this town to keep me
days, doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on the mind, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs, you don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the south sure shines like gold down these old brown bells. Way back in the holler where the grass grows, got a mighty baby, we were that close. Stitching this town, settling down out here on the outskirts.
I run from pessimists, but I run too late. spinning faster into a new disaster. So I run to you, I run to you, baby. And when it all starts coming undone, baby, you're the only one I run to. I run to you, I run to you, yeah. Ooh,
I pray to good for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. It's your dating number on me. I tried Jack, I tried Jam, I've tried every last one of them. Oh, I break bottles up on that shelf, but the burn on
right. you want ready to make you a man. Cause being true to her till your glass runs out the same. Some of it you learn the hard way. Some of it you read on a page. Some of it comes from heartbreak. Most of it comes with age. And none of it ever comes easy. A bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do. But there's something to some of it.
Air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
bit steady, but still a little bit rolling stone. I'm a little bit heaven, but still a little bit flesh and bone. Little foul, little don't know where I am. I'm a little bit holy water, but still a little bit burning man. Burning man. Still just a burn, burn, burning man. Just a burning man.
Everybody okay? Let's do a little look in the mirror, a little finger check here. Some storms rumbling through last night. Some areas got it worse than others, and always happens that way. But hope you are well. Pick up a few branches, hopefully not logs, and check the basement. Make sure that nothing significant leaked down in there. And we'll slowly dry this thing up. Not so much today. 62 will be the high today. It'll be breezy. And a thunderstorm is still possible again later this afternoon. Temperatures into the 70s tomorrow, but then probably only 60s for the weekend. And some more rain is possible, especially on Friday. They're talking about a little bit cooler day with periods of rain again on Friday. Well, they attempted to get some tournament softball in at various locations around the state yesterday. Most did not have success. Some did. We got the Shawamigan Phillips game in. We had a nice window of a few hours there, and they got the game in. It was shortened to six innings. I'm assuming that's due to the weather, but Shawamigan did win it 7-1. So Shawamigan will advance on against the Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Shell Lake winner. They're going to play today in Shell Lake. So, Shawamigan will be on the road either at Chautauqua or at Shell Lake on Thursday, tomorrow, for tournament softball. Again, a lot of other area games, including the Butternut Mercer game. That was postponed to today at 4 o'clock. That'll be down in Tony against the Flambeau Falcons. Let's see, the Prentice squad, they were supposed to play at Northwood Solon Springs. Northwood Solon Springs ended up winning that game actually via a forfeit to advance on. So we'll get you all the regional softball, those who played, and let you know what happened with that coming up here through the morning. Let's get our twice an hour news and sports update. ABC gets us going.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Powerful storms sweeping over Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin. In Greenfield, Iowa, southwest of Des Moines, multiple deaths reported following a tornado that devastated the town.
It was actually all gone. Like, you can't even tell where we lived.
Maggie Masker, among those lucky to be alive, but also shocked by the damage. In a move condemned by Israel, Norway, Ireland, and Spain say they will now recognize a Palestinian state.
Graceland, the former home of Elvis Presley and one of America's most popular tourist attractions, set to hit the auction block on Thursday morning. That's according to a notice from the Shelby County Chancery Court published earlier this month. The Atlanta area district attorney who is prosecuting former President Trump and more than a dozen others for allegedly trying to overturn the state's 2020 election results has won her party's primary election Tuesday night. District Attorney Fani Willis will take on Republican Courtney Kramer in November. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Immigration is a political issue as far north as Wisconsin. The dairy industry employs more than 6,000 immigrants. Dave Daniels owns a large farm in Kenosha County. He says it's working well.
They're very important to us, and we want to make sure that we have a good way of helping them out, and not only in their job, but also in the community and in society as it is, too.
Daniels speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial start of camping season. Campsites at Wisconsin State Parks are filling up fast. Spots are reserved as much as 11 months in advance. The Department of Natural Resources says some of the best sites, the most popular parks, are already booked all summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The first phase of a major road construction project in the city of Superior is underway. Road work on Hammond Avenue in Superior kicked off on Monday, closing traffic between Belknap and North 21st Street. The construction will include a new roadway, the installation of storm sewers and structures, and the addition of new pedestrian and bicycle facilities. Phase 1 is expected to be complete sometime around mid-October, and Phase 2 of the project will begin in 2025, closing North 21st Street to North 28th Street. The Northam Foundation is handing out more grant funding for organizations that are struggling with retaining child care centers and workers. According to a Northern News Now report, the organization has already given out over $500,000 in grant funding this year, and recently sent more to Duluth childcare facilities to help them recruit and retain their staff. The organization has also contributed to senior programming and healthcare access in other parts of the region, as well as mental health care in Duluth. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Full house for Packers OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers, with nearly perfect attendance for voluntary organized team practices, Matt LaFleur asked, how much credit should be given to Jordan Love for being present despite he has not been offered a new contract yet?
It's everything to us. I think if you look at our attendance here, and, you know, we've had almost 100% the entire offseason, which has been the best that we've had since I've been here. And I always think that when you look around the league, when your quarterback's there, just naturally has a way of attracting everybody to come.
Jordan Love says he's working on being a vocal leader.
Talk to guys more, being in guys' ear a little bit more, and just try and focus on being a better leader. Get with these relationships with guys in here, it gets easier.
Baseball, the Brewers came back to win 7-5 last night in Miami. It seemed as if the crew had a lot of leadoff batters get on base.
Yeah, I mean, I think both teams did today, to be honest with you. We had opportunities, and you can't squander those opportunities usually and win.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. M61, visit staples.com/print for details.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. employees. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
We're going to jump on with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield, and we are celebrating a 50th anniversary for Wheelway. Is that right?
Absolutely. To celebrate 50 years in business, we're giving specials all across the board. Home of the $39.95 oil change, $10 off alignments, $50 off a set of tires, many discounts. You should be receiving a mailer in the mail, so check your mailbox for many discounts.
All right, save big with 50 years of savings. And if they want to schedule their appointment down there for service work, Pete, they can give you a call, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call. Our phone number is 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Very good. A couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Wheelway in Fifield.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by J.C. Builders and Phillips since 1980, building custom homes for 30 years. They work hard to deliver the end product in a cost-efficient and timely manner, while still providing a quality, innovative custom product.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We may catch an isolated shower or thundershower this afternoon, but we will see a little more sunshine later today, too. It'll be breezy with a high of 66 this afternoon. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A late day shower, 74, with more rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Today's best country.
Hey y'all, it's Luke Combs.
Hey y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
From today's biggest stars.
For sure.
98Q Country.
tulips on my
Country. A little bit cooler today. Temperatures lingering in the low 60s, it looks like, for today. But enough humidity to make it feel acceptable. What are we at? 54 right now. 54 degrees on our way to 62, 63. Hourly today, it looks like just a kind of a lingering 20% chance of rain until about 5 o'clock, and then we're going to crank that up to about 40-50%. Not as daunting and dousing as yesterday. Daunting and dousing. I sound like it should be on the Weather Channel. But it'll still be a mainly wet day today. I want to thank those of you who messaged me when the sun did come out yesterday, because the morning guy did say if the sun does come out, you're welcome to Or did I say you're not supposed to harass me? I'm not sure. So I want to thank those who did that. Sun came out for a little stretch yesterday. It was kind of a nice little break before the storm. I want to go out, walk around the yard, pick up some sticks, hopefully not pick up any logs or any other creatures or critters. It was a rough stretch for a little while yesterday. And man, down in Iowa, they really got nailed by storms. We heard on ABC, and we'll hear again, about a town down there just absolutely being flattened by tornadoes. So we'll get you updated on what's going on there. Reality Radio, we have a full schedule. We have a full schedule of guests this morning, including, we'll talk a little bit about some activities going on in Mercer, from what I can translate from the writing on my schedule. The Fifield Lions going to chat a little bit this morning about activity going on. We're going to have a giveaway, the Sunset Lake House is going to be our giveaway for, I think, a $25 gift certificate with Big G later on in the show. So lots of stuff set to come your way on Reality Radio just after 8 this morning. Let's get you updated. Oh, we got some fishing news. Kurt Island Sports Shop with our morning fishing report.
This is Dave from Kurt's Island Sports Shop with your weekly fishing report from Kurt's Island Sports Shop in Minocqua. Fishing has picked up as we move into the later part of May. For some species, the season seems to have changed ahead of schedule. Water temps range from 54 degrees on larger lakes to 65 on the smaller lakes and dark waters and flowages. Overall averages 58 to 62 degrees. With the Memorial Day holiday and the musky opener coming, expect lots of anglers to be out and enjoying the good fishing. Crappie's doing excellent. Lots of reports from anglers finding staging, bedding, and post-spawn crappies depending on the size and the average surface temperature of the lakes. Small plastics such as tubes and mini mites fished below floats or without. Also, spinner combos and grubs, beetle spins or charlie bees, and the good old crappie minnow with a bobber. Nice catches reported with lots of fish in the 10 to 12 inch range, but some slabs of 15 inches being caught. Good to see some anglers not pushing those bedding fish and releasing those big slabs. Bluegill's very good, not bedding as some would think. The temps need to get higher, but good numbers of nice fish in the shallow weeds of 4 to 8 feet. Tiny tubes, mini mites, small leeches, and leaf worms. Nice fish in the 7.5 to 9 inch range with some honest 10 inchers to make things very interesting. Largemouth bass is also very good. Largemouth roaming in the shallows. Target using swim baits, jerk baits, Carolina rigs on sweet beavers or creature baits. This is Dave from Kurt's Island Sports Shop with your fishing report.
Hooked on adventure at Kurt's Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurt's pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurt's Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located at Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times rule.
And we have Alexis here from Northwoods Realty to give us a little community news today.
Alexis here from Northwoods Realty, bringing a great new listing from Glidden, Wisconsin. Escape to the Northwoods with our picturesque 20-acre property. This charming 3-bed, 2-bath, 1.5-story home offers a spacious living, modern kitchen with stainless steel appliances, and a cozy wood stove with ample firewood. With first floor laundry, a rec room, and a main bath with tub shower combo, comfort abounds. Outside, a large fenced field awaits your cattle, while endless recreation opportunities beckon. Don't miss your chance to own this slice of paradise. Call now to schedule a viewing. Alexis Merritt, 815-527-1546.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home.
That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
The Lynn Stunkel Complete Rain Gutters ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We may catch an isolated shower or thundershower this afternoon, but we will see a little more sunshine later today, too. It'll be breezy with a high of 66 this afternoon. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A late-day shower, 74, with more rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Today's hottest country is on.
It doesn't get any better than this.
98Q Country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. She meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Then she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
Survived and are well this morning after the storms yesterday. Let's get some words of wisdom to get the day rolling here. It is Wednesday, the 22nd day of May.
Focus on the Family this morning, brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Today, I've got a simple idea that will help you fill your life with happiness. Always have something to look forward to. That's it. You can look forward to almost anything, a promotion, the birth of a child, a vacation. The important thing is to understand that good feelings come as much from the anticipation of something happening as the event itself. And my family experiences this every year when we plan our summer camping trips. Once we get a date on the calendar, the real fun begins. My wife and boys and I spend months planning our time together, and the more we talk, the more excited we get. By summer, our camping trip is practically all we talk about. Modern society discourages waiting. We love to get from point A to point B as quickly as possible. We don't like to wait for good things to come to us. I appreciate convenience as much as anybody, but I try to remember that the joy of life is often found in the waiting. Lucy Maud Montgomery, a Canadian novelist from the late 19th century, once said, "Looking forward to things is half the pleasure of them. Even if you don't get the things themselves, nothing can prevent you from having the fun of looking forward to them." To fill your life with happiness, always have things to look forward to, and don't be in too big of a hurry for them to happen. Settle back, enjoy the wait, and keep looking ahead with anticipation. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, it's been actually really good. I'm 81 years old. I'm a retired nurse. And I have found, I've taken it for about 5 years, I do feel better. At first, you know, there wasn't a drastic change, but I found it really has made, you know, a difference in my lifestyle. It does improve our quality of life.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We may catch an isolated shower or thunder shower this afternoon, but we will see a little more sunshine later today, too. It'll be breezy with a high of 66 this afternoon. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A late day shower, 74, with more rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
All of your favorite country music.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98Q Country.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her. California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got